Hello, my name is Anthony Patch and this is Pulse. Today I'd like to continue our discussion about the tragic events taking place in the Golan Heights, specifically the Mashdal Shams village or settlement in what is considered to be disputed territory between Israel and Syria. This is primarily a area that is populated by the Druze, and I'll give you a little bit of history on that in a moment. We also have news that is just coming out of Turkey that apparently Erdogan is pledging to enter into Israel should Israel come against Lebanon. And I'll read the article from Al Jazeera on that, just some excerpts. But I wanted to continue the pulse from 2 days ago when we were presenting the breaking news of the deaths of 12 children, as I believe the death toll stands at, I believe, 12, with many others having been injured. And there's some debate as to whether this was a Hezbollah-originated attack and Hezbollah/Iran missile, or if this perhaps was part of the Israeli Iron Dome defense system and perhaps a missile that was sent off course. Setting that debate aside, because we may never know the true facts of the matter on that point, I do want to focus a little bit on the people that are living in that area, just to give you some history and to give some sense of, not that these individuals, certainly the children and the adults there, were targeted in any way. This appears to be a tragedy, either on the part of Hezbollah or Israel, or perhaps even someone else. But I think it's important to understand the dynamics of the people that are living there and a little bit of the history. And then we'll get into talking about Turkey. I will also be including in this discussion very briefly a mention about Cyprus, because that is important strategically, geographically, strategically, and militarily and politically at this point and what is going on. And I don't think that Cyprus is getting enough attention on the matter. So we'll try to do that today. So let's go to a little bit of a history lesson on the Druze themselves. And I'm just going to take from Wikipedia just for the sake of brevity here. In Syria, most Druze live in the Jabal al-Druze, a rugged and mountainous region in the southwest of the country, which is more than 90% Druze inhabited. Some 120 villages are exclusively so. Other notable communities live in the Harim Mountains, the Damascus suburb of Jarimana, and the southeast slopes of Mount Hermon. A large Syrian Druze community historically lived in the Golan Heights, but following wars with Israel in 1967 and 1973, many of these Druze fled to other parts of Syria. Most of those who remained live in a handful of villages in the disputed zone, while only a few live in the narrow remnant that is still under effective Syrian control. So this is contested by Israel. Israel made claim to the territory in 1967. This is not recognized by the UN or the international community as part of Israel. The Druze identify as Arab-speaking, and politically, if you will, as Syrian, and citizenship, interestingly, with Israel. Just to kind of lay things out a little bit, it's a little bit confusing, a little multi-layered. Let's look at the village or the town of Mashdal Shams. And Shams means, in Arabic, as I understand it, means Syria or Syrian. So Mashdal in Syria. Again, from Wikipedia, this is predominantly a Druze town in the Golan Heights, located in the southern foothills of Mount Hermon. It is known as the informal capital of the region. Since the 1967 Arab-Israeli War, Masjid al-Shams has been controlled by Israel, although the international community recognizes it, along with the rest of the Golan Heights, as part of Syria. All right, so we'll just leave that right there. I don't have a close-up of that area on a map. I really wanted to just give you an overview picture of the area. So let me put up a graphic here, because we're going to fold in to the discussion Turkey. So in this particular image, we have Turkey just to the north. And here it comes. It's off the page here, but I wanted to really focus in on Lebanon in the center to give you an idea of where things are. Let's see if I can make sure you can see that. There we go. Okay, so we have Syria, Lebanon, certainly Damascus to the south. There's Israel. Where Syria, Lebanon, and Israel join, that is the Golan Heights. And I wanted to mention Cyprus. We'll get to that in a moment. So here's Cyprus, just off the coast in the Mediterranean. And directly north of Cyprus, of course, you can just barely see it, is Turkey itself. Okay, just to give you some semblance of where we are. To the south of Israel, of course, is Egypt. And to the south of Syria, we go into Saudi Arabia. So with those in mind, I'd like to read from Al Jazeera regarding Turkey. This just came out today. War of words, as Erdogan says Turkey could intervene in Israel's war on Gaza. Turkey is again comparing Netanyahu to Hitler while threatening more than a trade ban for the first time. A war of words has broken out between Israel and Turkey after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan threatened his country could intervene militarily in Israel's war on Gaza. Turkish and Israeli officials unleashed barbs at one another on Sunday and Monday after Erdogan said in a speech on Sunday that there is, quote, no reason that Turkey could not act, noting military interventions made in the past in other countries. Again, I'm going to skip through this fairly quickly. Kind of get past some of the political rhetoric, the references to Hitler and so forth. Erdogan said, we need to be very strong so that Israel cannot do these ridiculous things to Palestine. Just as we entered Karabakh, just as we entered Libya, we can do something similar to them, he said. All right, I think that pretty well captures the essence of the message here today. So there are reports that, with respect to Lebanon, that should Israel come against Hezbollah in the southern portion of, sorry, I'm turning off my screen sharing, in the southern portion of Lebanon, coming against Hezbollah, that Turkey would intervene, as well as President Erdogan's statements regarding Gaza. I think by mentioning the Palestinians, I think I would add to this the Palestinians, of course, in the West Bank. So there have been rumblings for several weeks coming out of Turkey that they would engage in the defense of Hezbollah. I've mentioned in previous pulses regarding Pakistan that Pakistan has promised Turkey that should they come against Israel, Pakistan is prepared to supply Turkey with nuclear weapons, tactical nukes. That's about as far as I think I'm allowed here on YouTube to really present that, so I won't elaborate. If you care to join us as a subscriber through anthonypatch.com, you can hear my further thoughts on these weapon systems. But I do want to reference again the statement made by Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday of last week when he was addressing the United States Congress. And an excerpt from that speech, Netanyahu said that Israel and the U.S. have developed the most advanced weapons. And then he repeated himself, the most advanced weapons on the planet. He then said, I choose my words carefully. There's a lot more that can be said about this and about Damascus specifically and these types of weapons. I can't go into that here. These are not so much teasers and come-ons as, you know, I'm just encouraging that if you'd like a deeper open discussion in our private live stream platform, please do so. Please join us. So overall, my reason for coming on here today and speaking about Turkey and Lebanon, the Druze, is to give you a sense that the Druze are Arab-speaking and Hebrew-speaking for the most part. Historically, they're part of Syria. They have participated in the Israeli military. They have fought battles on behalf of Israel in the past. So there's a real mixed sort of dynamic going on here. There aren't clear lines in the sand, so to speak, as to loyalties and allegiances and political affiliations and so forth. I think it just needs to be borne in mind that most of the population is Arab-speaking, considers themselves to be Syrian, and Syria is an ally of Hezbollah. So just consider those things, okay? Cyprus, just to kind of wrap this up. Cyprus is a unique situation in terms of where geographically it is located with respect to Turkey to the north, Syria to its west. Would that be to the west or the east? No, to the east. Have to get my geography correct. To the east, so as you're viewing the map, it would be to the right is Syria and of course Israel, of course Lebanon. It is offshore. It also is sitting on what is known as the Levant subsea natural gas field, which is one of the largest natural gas deposits on the planet, perhaps only exceeded by those in the United States, in the eastern United States. So just east of Cyprus is where all of this conflict is taking place. Cyprus is controlled in the northern half of the island by Turkey. There is a UN-controlled demilitarized zone that bisects horizontally, bisects east and west into north and south portions of the island. And to the south are the Greek Cypriots. You may have heard several weeks ago that the Cypriots were allowing Israel to place military aircraft in their southern portion of Cyprus, effectively the island becoming a fixed aircraft carrier. Hezbollah has made it very clear that should the Greek Cypriots continue, and it's unclear at this point if Israeli military aircraft still remain in southern Cyprus, but Hezbollah has made it very clear, Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, has made it very clear that they would bomb southern Cyprus. Now, Turkey, controlling the northern portion of the island, of course, is in a strategic position not only to come against the Greek Cypriots and attack the Israeli aircraft if they are still positioned there. But likewise, it is a fixed aircraft carrier. for Turkey. This also provides the opportunity for naval warships on the part of Turkey to utilize Cyprus. So that is a strategic launching pad for naval and air forces on the part of Turkey. But Turkey also can enter through, on a land base, can enter through into Lebanon directly from Turkey and be able to support Hezbollah. But as Erdogan is intimating, they intend to actually move into Israel. The goal is to bring Turkish forces into Israel itself. Those are the latest reports that are coming out. So things are escalating very quickly, and the backdrop to this movement, proposed movement on the part of Turkey, again, I cite Pakistan and its promise to deliver nuclear weapons to Turkey. So things are getting very dicey. I oftentimes lately have been using the image of Netanyahu being backed into a corner or painted into a corner. I elaborate that in my live streams, but suffice it to say here today, very succinctly, this announcement by Erdogan further pushes Netanyahu into a corner in which he is preemptively feeling that he needs to strike out against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon and perhaps all of Lebanon, including Beirut. It's hard to really understand, returning back to this issue of the Golan Heights and Masjid al-Shams and the Druze. On the surface, it appears that this may be something that Netanyahu will utilize as a justification. And certainly there are a lot of outcries in the media that are being portrayed, pressuring Netanyahu to strike against Hezbollah. But it's really the form, the military weapons that will be used in a preemptive manner that I cannot elaborate on here, that I am very concerned that Netanyahu is going to utilize because of the weakened condition of the IDF relative to its ongoing conflict in Gaza. So, and of course we have the Houthis who've declared open warfare against Israel out of Yemen. So a lot is going on. We will continue with these geopolitical pulse videos again as events unfold. I hope you find this to be informative. We're not here to promote fear or anxiety. We're simply here to report and to inform, and to a certain extent, my offering to you my observations, my interpretations, for whatever that's worth, for you to just to consider. Use your own critical thinking skills with the information that I'm providing to you. Thank you, and please join us through anthonypatch.com if you feel so inclined. God bless you.